Calling UC Health Primary Care Clinic, Lone Tree.
Para español, presione 8.
If this is a medical or psychiatric emergency, hang up and dial 911. All calls are recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
For hours of operation, fax number, or address, press 1. For medical records, press 2. For billing, press 3. For all primary care needs, press 4. For seniors, press 5.
I'm calling you to have Lone Tree. This is Annabelle. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Phil Rice. I'm calling because I was in yesterday. I had an appointment with my new doctor. Dr. Curry. And the primary thing on my agenda was to get my new prescription set up. And I'm calling back because do I need to give you a minute here? Let me know if you're ready or not.
No, yeah, I just need to get, what's your date of birth?
4/25/53.
Let me see here. And then what is your last name?
Last name Rice, R-I-C-E.
Okay. Let me just get you pulled up on here. All right, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So the number one item on my agenda was to get my, I think it was 9 prescriptions order sent to my mail order pharmacy in Illinois, CVS Caremark. And we did. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I called them just a little while ago and went down the list. And we did pretty well. 8 out of the 9 were just fine. There was one where there was a problem. So I'm calling back, see if we can get the one straightened out.
Okay. Which one's that medication?
All right. So it was number one on my list. And it's lisinopril and then slash. And then the second word is a mouthful. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. It's a very long word.
I think I see it on your, is it the 20/12.5 milligram?
Yes, that's what the pharmacy got. What I've got on my list is 20-25. Pharmacy got 20-12.5. That's the problem. Now, it could very well be that the doctor wanted it to be 12.5. But I don't remember her saying anything about it to me.
Alrighty. Okay, I can let her know and see if that's correct or if we can change it over to 25.
So it's kind of a question, is it supposed to be 12.5 or is it a typo that we want to fix to 25? I told the pharmacy to put that one on hold and that I would call them back.
Okay. Now, yeah, let me just make sure and see which one it is, and that way we can get that refilled for you. Well, I will give you a call back when she says.
All right, now, I'm going to give you a special number to call me back. Who's going to call me back? How's that going to work?
One of the nurses, so Michelle, the medical assistant, will call you.
Michelle's going to call me back?
Yeah.
All right, so can you Do you think you can give her a note or something? Because if she tries to call me back based on the information that's in my file, my records, well, she could call and leave a message. That would work. So okay. Here's what I want you to do. Ask her to call the number 720-282-3376 and just leave a message. That will work fine.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I'll leave that message here for her.
And say either, 20-12.5 is correct and we're not going to change anything. Just have the pharmacy fill that the way that we did it. The doctor wants to leave that alone. Or we've fixed it to 20-25 and we want the pharmacy to bill it as 20-25. And again, I told the pharmacy that I would call them back. It's on hold right now. And so I'm going to have to call them back and tell them what to do. So I need to hear one way or another what the right thing is. And as it stands right now, I think 25 is correct, but I'm not 100% sure. There is some reason to believe that the 12.5 might be what the doctor wanted.
Right. No, yeah, we can do that. I can let her know and see which one it is.
I'm trying to remember what the doctor said about what her normal working schedule was. Did she say, tell me something like she only works Tuesdays and Thursdays or something? I cannot remember what she said. Do you know?
No, you're right. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And so if we want to hear, wait till we can get it from the doctor herself, we're going to have to wait till next Tuesday. Is that right?
Tuesday, yeah, when she comes in Tuesday. But I can have one of the medical assistants write a message over to her about it.
Let me see if I understand what you just said, that we can get a message to the doctor and maybe hear back from the doctor today?
Possibly,
Or we may just have to wait until next Tuesday. We're not sure.
So I can, like I said, we're going to put a message in and see if we can get an answer today. And then if not, it would be Tuesday.
Wait until Tuesday. Yeah, okay. Okay, so I'll just keep an eye out and maybe I'll hear back today. And if not, then maybe I'll just wait until Tuesday. Either way, I'll expect to hear back on the 720-282-3376 phone number.
Yes.
I think that should take care of it. I'm trying to think if I had anything else. I thank you very much. And
okay.
I wait until I hear back, and we will go from there. So thank you very much.
Okay. No, you're welcome. You have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.